At one point during the taping, Pat and one of her daughters went to Mexico for a vacation, but they didn't get along, and the daughter and her friend, there was a friend along too, left early and went home. Pat has now returned home, and she's having dinner with her husband, Bill, at a restaurant and is expressing her distress that her daughter, teenage daughter, doesn't talk to her. And Bill tries to reassure her that she shouldn't feel bad about it. So what we're going to see in this conversation is, on the one hand, how both Pat and Bill have different ideas about how your relationship with your teenage children should proceed. But you also see how in this very conversation, Bill's way of reassuring Pat really doesn't work because he isn't doing the kind of conversation that she would like to do, which is show that we both feel the same way, or at least that you understand how I feel. And Pat also asked Bill what he told her about what had happened when they were all in Mexico. So in the section I'm going to start with here, incidentally, the excerpts that I'll be reading were identified by my student Maureen Taylor, who wrote a term paper analyzing these excerpts. So first, Bill tries to reassure Pat that it's pretty normal for teenagers to distance from their parents. And this is what he says. With your own father, with your own mother, you leave them when you're 15. And you don't come back until you're 30. No. It's pretty clear to me that he thinks this is going to be reassuring to her, telling her it's normal, but Pat doesn't find it reassuring. She still feels hurt that her daughter is more likely to confide in her father than in her. And this is what Pat says. She says, the only thing I see from that is that somewhere along the line, she's afraid of me, or she's something. Now, what Bill does in reaction to this is very interesting to me, and it's really very moving too, but it doesn't work. And that is, he tries to explain why the daughter confides in him and not her by making himself look bad rather than good. He says, no, she's not afraid of you at all. She just knows that I'm weaker than you. That's all. Well, Pat doesn't accept this, and what comes out in Pat's response is that what she really values is being close, and that closeness is measured by self-disclosure. So this is what Pat says. She isn't saying these things to you because she thinks you're weaker. She's saying those things to you because she feels closer to you, which is a very healthy thing. I understand that. But the only thing I feel is that I want her to be able to say those things to me because it's very important for her to have an older woman like her mother that she can say something to. And she doesn't tell me anything. So there are several things about Pat's comments here that are important to notice. To her, the fact that the daughter confides in the father means she's closer to the father. Self-disclosure is a sign of being close. But also, she explains her desire to have her daughter confide in her in terms of what's good for the daughter. And that's something that we've been seeing in conversations among women. It's a lot, and girls, that it's a lot more acceptable if you can say that it's good for the other person, not just for you. So she says she needs an older woman, and she doesn't tell me anything, so I can't help her.